Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Today, again, with a bit of sunshine, we're at our overnight low. It's 58.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate still slogging through amendments on the big budget bill that economic experts say will add trillions to the federal deficit and boost millions of people off health insurance through cuts to Medicaid.
A new estimate from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office predicts some 11.8 million Americans would lose their health coverage over the next decade. Trump insists the Medicaid cuts only target waste, fraud, and abuse.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce, part of the plan would end incentives for clean energy and quickly would impose new taxes on wind and solar projects while boosting production of coal, oil, and natural gas. The man who started a brush fire in Idaho, police say, then fatally shot two first responders who showed up to put it out was a transient who now began firing after the firefighters asked him to move his vehicle. The only suspect in the Idaho college student murder case, Brian Koberger, agreeing to plead guilty. He will get life in prison with no chance of parole. This is ABC News. The biggest city workers union in Philadelphia is now on strike. Members of AFSCME District Council 33 walked off the job at midnight after the union and city failed to reach a new contract deal. ABC's Brianna Gallagher is in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's largest workers union is made up of roughly 9,000 members who keep the city running. They provide services like street repairs, trash pickup, 911 dispatch, and have jobs at Philadelphia International Airport. The union is asking for an 8% wage increase per year. The city is offering 7% over 3 years, which averages out to be just over 2% a year.
City residents are being asked not to put out trash or recycling. Instead, it needs to be taken to one of 63 drop-off locations. Here's proof that every single vote really does count. After a count and a recount, a runoff election for Pasadena City Council in Texas ended in a tie. The state election code states if that happens, the election is decided by a coin toss. That happened. The incumbent kept her seat. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living, it's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul, so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Attention, Richland County and surrounding residents. If your well is giving you trouble or your pump needs a pump up, don't be a drip. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488. They're the best in the biz and will have you flowing in no time. With a name like Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, you know they're not just a one-pump chump. So call them today at 608-649-4488 and get your water woes washed away. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. They'll leave you well pleased.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Some notes on sports today. The Brewers get ready for a battle in New York against the Mets. Both teams are in second place in their Central Division for the Brewers and in the National League East for the Mets. Freddie Peralta, the probable pitcher for the Brewers, and Clay Holmes will be starting for the Mets this evening. 6:10 first pitch time. In the National League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat St. Louis 7-0. Philadelphia 4-0 over San Diego. Arizona beat San Francisco 4-2. In the American League, Toronto 5, the Yankees 4, Athletics 6-4 over Tampa Bay. Baltimore 10, Texas 6, Seattle 6-2 over Kansas City. Boston 13 and Cincinnati 6. Among the notes in sports, looks like Brooke Lopez is headed to another team. Free agency got underway yesterday as several teams made moves. The Bucks are looking to bring back a few, but again, Lopez, a longtime Buck, will no longer be with Milwaukee. Well, more sports this morning at 6:40.
Attention middle schoolers. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is hosting a free Club Scrub for students in 7th and 8th grades. Club Scrub gives kids a chance to explore healthcare careers right alongside professionals. This free class will be held Wednesday, August 27th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Register by Friday, August 1st. Learn more at richlandhospital.com. Space is limited, so sign up soon.
Today, a high in the low 80s with lots of sunshine and warm conditions. West to northwest winds at 5 to 15. Clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 62. Wednesday, sunshine to partly cloudy and quite warm, a high of 86. Thursday, 86 with isolated showers that could pop up. And for the 4th, highs in the low 90s with a slight chance of showers later in the day. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 63 with some sunshine, we hold out at our overnight low, which is 58 degrees. Today, Tuesday, we welcome in July. Happy July 1st.
Up every morning just to keep a job. Gotta fight my way through the hustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock in me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine, yeah. Time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way, but I live for the end of the day. Cause it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time.
Well, catch him on WRCL in a 5 o'clock world. Here we are together again, friends. Phil Nee with you today after a fairly nice day yesterday. As we mentioned, very unique sunset last night, a beautiful sunrise this morning. How can it be July? I don't know. July 4th right around the bend, and then the summer just flies. But again, don't worry about it now. Back in the day, I used to start worrying right at this is about the time I started worrying, because school would get out when I was in school about the middle of May. So when you got to July 1st, it's like, oh no, started worrying about the first 3 days of football practice. Oh man, conditioning, what? You know, or oh man, I got to climb the rope in Phi Ed. Oh no. Things like that. Oh, I got a dance in Phi Ed this year. Oh, man. So I would start worrying about July 1st. Usually that was the time. But nonetheless, no worries today. 78 is going to be kind of that projected daytime high between 78 and 83 a little bit later on today. So it won't be quite as warm. Yesterday we were at 86 for a daytime high here. Here's a lady who is in concert over the weekend with Morgan Wallen in Madison. This is Miranda Lambert.
If your mind's as cluttered as your kitchen sink, if your heart's as empty as your diesel tank, if all your white t-shirts have stains, if you've got some guts and got some ink, well then, we should be friends. If you borrow dresses like you borrow time, if you dream all day and drink all night, if you're looking for love but willing to fight over men and mamas and Miller Lite, well then, we should be friends.
Sitting on top of the world, top of the world. setting sun. Yeah, anywhere you kiss me flips me and gives me the right kind of tipsy girl. We could be somewhere or nowhere and still be sitting on top of the world. You wanna be sitting on top of the world.
Tim McGraw on WRCO, sitting on top of the world. 6:17 the time. Tech Help Tuesday is held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. I'm wondering if they can possibly get me a chance to get my VCR. My VCR might need to be reset, so hopefully Tech Help Tuesday can get that done for me. We have news, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationary sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationary sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans. The Southwest Wisconsin Pollers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. and taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7, and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated, and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. Nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you're falling to pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head. She's as messed up as me and you. We used to feed this town, burn it down, go round, go round, go round. Hey, what are you doing right now? I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me.
Keith Urban on FM 100.9 WRCO and Messed Up As Me. Sunshine and 58 degrees this morning as we head toward 83 a little bit later on today. It'll be quite summer-like the next several days, it looks like. The extended forecast for this next Sunday and Monday, temperatures back there in the upper 70s for the most part. But otherwise, mostly 80s and 90s for the upcoming days. It'll be warm, but it typically is for the 4th of July celebrations in Lone Rock and Boscobel and Denzer. I know Reedsburg has a good 4th of July festivities coming up as well. So some chances to see and do, eat and enjoy, and make some new memories, and see some fireworks, too, coming up on the 4th. Here is Mary Chapin Carpenter.
She makes his coffee. She makes his bed. She said forever with a smile upon her face. She does the carpool, she PTAs doctors and dentists, she drives all day. When she was 29, she delivered number three.
WRCO FM 100.9 as we welcome in the 1st of July today.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
This Independence Day, join us in Lone Rock at Fireman's Park for 2 days of family fun. Starting July 3rd in the evening and continuing July 4th all day. Bright and early on July 4th, lace up for the 5K Water Run Walk. Race day registration available. Browse the marketplace from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. featuring Gina's Creations, crossbody bags and bowl koozies, along with party light candles and more. At 11 a.m., the parade marches through downtown, followed by a mouth-watering chicken barbecue and live hometown music. Don't miss the sand wrestling at 1 p.m., youth sports, softball, and baseball fun as dark falls, gaze skyward for a stunning fireworks display that lights up the Lone Rock sky. All this and more, July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park, free to all, open to families, and full of community pride. News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Lots of sunshine and warm conditions for the day, a high of 83. Clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 62. Right now in Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 59.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Last week, the legislators' joint finance on finance voted to not fully fund the Department of Justice's victim services budget request. Office of Crime Victim Services Executive Director Shira Phelps says without adequate funding, local programs will be forced to lay off staff, reduce hours and programming, or close. Phelps says victims would also lose crisis counseling, emergency shelter, legal help, and life-saving programs. Late Friday, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved $20 million to go towards victim services. DOJ had requested nearly $68 million over 2 years. Phelps and other advocates joined Attorney General Josh Call for a Monday press conference. Firefighters from several Washington County departments responded to a train derailment and diesel spill yesterday morning in Hartford. Hartford Fire Rescue Chief Tony Burgard said three Wisconsin Southern engines and 19 of 50 cars being pulled turned over. He said several thousand gallons of diesel fuel spilled into the ground and the outer shell of a nitrous oxide tank cracked off but did not leak. The three Wisconsin Southern crew members on board the train walked away with minor injuries. There were no other injuries and no evacuations at nearby homes or businesses. A contractor is working to clean the spilled diesel fuel and remediate the site. Cause of the derailment is not known at this time. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating after a city garbage truck hit and killed a bicyclist in Janesville. The crash happened Monday morning on the city's east side. The crash site is near a curved Y-shaped set of intersections. The Rock County 911 Communication Center says the person on the bike was an adult male. The city of Janesville posted on social media that the bicyclist died despite life-saving efforts. The victim's identity has not been released. The circumstances surrounding the incident are under investigation. A total of 35 people were ejected from two Morgan Wallen concerts over the weekend at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Saturday's concert saw 23 ejections, followed by 12 on Sunday. There were technically 10 arrests Sunday because one person was arrested a second time after re-entering the stadium following his first arrest. UW-Madison police spokesperson Mark Lovicott says the majority of ejections and citations were related to disorderly behavior due to alcohol consumption. The concerts over the weekend were the first live shows at Camp Randall in 28 years. The body of a boater who went missing in the Wisconsin River 3 months ago has finally been recovered. Wisconsin Dells Police said they received the report Sunday of a body found around a local beach. The body was later identified as 20-year-old Francesco DiFilippo of Chicago. Francesco was boating with 75-year-old Luis DiFilippo of Chicago and another boater on the Wisconsin River April 3rd when their boat capsized. One of the boaters was able to swim to the nearby riverbank. Luis DiFilippo's body was recovered from the river a day later. A home was completely lost following a fire in Muscadet on Sunday afternoon. The Muscadet Fire Department responded to the call at the Cup home at 236 North Wisconsin Avenue around 2:15 on Sunday. Firefighters were fighting the blaze under adverse conditions with high heat and muggy conditions for 7 hours. The Muscadet Fire Department received mutual aid from the Avoca, Blue River, and Richland Center Fire Departments, the Muscadet EMS, the Boscobel EMS, Muscadet Police Department, and Muscadet Utilities. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration will be held Thursday and Friday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. This year's theme is Proud to be an American. The event kicks off Thursday with Greg Webster, Shalini, and Joe performing from 5 until 8, and the Corey Farley Band on stage from 8:30 until 11. On Friday morning, the Firecracker Run starts at 8, with registration starting at 7:30. More info about the run can be found at BoscobelFirecrackerRun.com. The Giant Street Parade steps off on Wisconsin Avenue at 1 o'clock. Registration for the parade will be held at the fire station from 10 until noon. There will be thunder showers, bounce houses from 1:30 until 7. The band Countryfied will play from 3 until 7. And Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be at the tennis courts from 7 until 9. The evening then culminates with a big fireworks show at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be sold both days. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration coming up this Thursday and Friday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration Facebook page. State Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation aimed at protecting Wisconsin farmers from trade disruptions and bolstering food security on Thursday. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Brad Paff and State Representative Jenna Jacobson. According to a press release, the bill would establish a $30 million agricultural purchase program run by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The program would seek to provide more demand for local food producers and reduce costs for families.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Today, a high in the low 80s, lots of sunshine and warm conditions. Clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 62. Wednesday, sunshine at times and a high of 86. The air is calm in Richland Center following the midnight reading of 63, and that followed yesterday's high of 86 degrees. We did pick up just 1/100th of an inch of rain early yesterday morning. Right now with sunshine, it's 59 degrees.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at local and area sports, details on the Brewers getting ready for the week, and the Bucks have been making some moves early on in free agency.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, Zero Turn or Push Mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Today, all conference news from the Southwest Conference this past spring, the Southwest Conference soccer season. That league was won by Platteville Lancaster, going 8-2 on the year, just past River Valley, which went 7-1-2. First team members from River Valley include the defenders Heidi Hegland, a junior, Karina Osborne, a senior on the midfield, and also forward Alana Merritt, who is a senior. Second team all-conference members, Richland Center's Sylvia Schmidt and Mariah Abde, and River Valley's Elizabeth Baumgartner and Grace Morey, along with Lily Saperstein. And the honorable mention players from Richland Center, Lily Tidrick, also joined by Erlyn Wallace for the Hornets. River Valley with three honorable mentions, Hannah Birchfield, Lily Spahn, and Aria Hansen. Player of the year was Miriam Gumi of Platteville Lancaster. The Simon Shark swim team are back in action on Monday night at the Boscobel Relays. Lancaster won the meet. Boscobel finished second, and the Sharks a third place finish. Prairie du Chien and Dodgeville finished fourth and fifth, respectively. The three-person 9 to 10-year-olds relay team of Morgan Worthington, Elsa Norte, and Zelly Kalman finished first in the medley and backstroke relays. The 9 to 10-year-old boys team of Luke Fretz, Levi Fretz, and Caleb Waterfall won the backstroke and breaststroke relays. The 8 and under girls won the butterfly relay with a team consisting of Brooklyn Worthington, Lavea Hamlin, Aubrey Waterfall, and Isabella Burns. The Bucks front office has been busy putting the roster back together. Multiple sources, including Brew Hoop, report that two players from last season have been re-signed. On the same day, veteran center Brooke Lopez signed a two-year deal with the Los Angeles Clippers. Kevin Porter Jr. agreed to a two-year contract worth $11 million to return to Milwaukee to be the starting point guard. Shortly after that announcement, the team indicated it is also returning Gary Trent Jr., filling the backcourt while Damian Lillard is sidelined with the Achilles injury that he suffered. The Houston Rockets are now confirming their offseason improvements are continuing by adding veteran forward Dorian Finney-Smith on a four-year, $53 million deal shortly after the NBA's free agency window opened as well. Well, the Brewers are doing good work loading up on talented pitching arms for the future. 22-year-old Brent Witrowski checks all the boxes when it comes to analytics. He has a fastball that can touch triple digits and an above-average slider. Sports Illustrated reports that Witrowski's stuff is comparable to stand-up rookie Jacob Mizrowski. It might be another year or two until he's in the big leagues, pitching at Double-A Biloxi. He currently has an ERA of 2.45. The Brewers begin their next series in New York. They are second in the National League Central. The Mets are second in the National League East. 6:10 first pitch time tonight. Freddie Peralta on the mound with an 8-4 record takes on 8-4 Clay Holmes as well. You can hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Yesterday in the National League, Pittsburgh 7-0 over St. Louis. Philadelphia 4, San Diego 0. Arizona 4-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Toronto 5, the Yankees 4, Athletics 6-4 over Tampa Bay, Baltimore 10, Texas 6, Seattle 6-2 over Kansas City, and Boston 13-6 against Cincinnati. Packers quarterback Jordan Love disagrees with those who say he took a step back last season. Love dealt with injuries, which played a role in the drop in his statistics. The Sporting News quotes Love as saying the focus is on the team. First and foremost, he's playing on a $220 million contract, which puts the pressure on him to perform. Green Bay will be going for its third straight playoff appearance during the 2025 NFL season. The team has a solid roster, top to bottom, and Love's performance will determine how far it goes. That's an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I am Phil Nee. You're only as old as you feel. May be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
100.9 WRCO.
See that boy walking down the street. Thanks.
Van Shelton on WRCO Radio. Oh, yeah. 9 minutes before seven. We are hard at work here at WRCO. You know, I think that's the case. And then I look over at our neighbors at Simpson Tractor. I realize, nah, I'm not really working all that hard. Those guys work about 10 circles around me. Anyway, we are moving and grooving here this morning at 61 degrees at WRCO on this first day of July.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beachbound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from June 30th. We had 382 head today, 39 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice crossbred steers and heifers, 210 to 220. Choice crossbred steers and heifers, $2 to 209. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 198 to 208 and a half. Choice Holstein steers, 187 to 197. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 186 and down. 113 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring, 139 to 162. The middle 60, 115 to 138. And the bottom 20%, 114 and down. Three bulls day. Most bulls, 166 to 180. 227 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring, 790 to 980. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 780 and down. Quality beef bull calves, 700 to 1470. Light and poor quality calves, 500 and down. And quality crossbred heifer calves, 870 to 1280. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale in 2 weeks. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipp, Schmeckery Livestock. Have a great week.
Every Wednesday morning at 11:30, head to the Richland Cattle Center for quality consignments from across the region. This week, it's a 32-cow milking herd dispersal from Jefferson County. Mostly Jersey and Jersey Cross, with five Holsteins and a bulk tank SCC of 200. Also a trailer load of parlor freestall cows from Washington County, and a registered Brown Swiss heifer due July 12th. Plus fresh cows, springing cows, open and bred heifers, calves, and a breeding age bull. Don't miss it, the Richland Cattle Center sale. This and every Wednesday at 11:30.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
July is a month packed with celebrations, including national and international holidays, as we welcome in a new month. Of course, we have Independence Day coming up here at the end of this week, but there are lots of really a wide array of things and unique to celebrate, of course, right in the heart of summertime, including National Fried Chicken Day on July 6th and National Ice Cream Day on July 20th. But additionally, July is the designated National Ice Cream Month. It's picnic month, and it is grilling month as well. Celebrate accordingly this week and all month long here in the month of July. Maybe take a little trip to Wolf Creek Pass.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. We just sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix. And I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down to the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes in the 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, turn on down the other side.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. And Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here. I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, and stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now, wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
C.W. McCall on WRCO Radio and Wolf Creek Pass. I've been on some of those passes in Colorado. Luckily, June was driving. I was white-knuckling, looking over the side. Nothing like the most I ever white-knuckled was in Switzerland. And we're in the Alps. And one of the exchange students that we host through the years, their family was taking us on a tour. And her dad was driving me through the Alps in a Porsche. And he would accelerate into the curves. And the guardrails looked like toothpicks with dental floss, you know. And I'm like, well, looking over the side, oh, man, that's a long ways down there. Oh, well, I live to tell about it. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, the update at 7, is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 62 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and